Nicotine is identified, along with alcohol, heroin, cocaine, and barbiturates, as one of the five most addictive drugs. Michael Meesom is a board-certified psychiatrist specializing in addiction medicine. He told KPCW it can take just one day of exposure to create a lifetime of nicotine dependence.
Well, I have concerns about kids using nicotine and use is increasing. And, you know, nicotine is one of those very, very addictive substances, and kids can use nicotine and be addicted in one day and struggle with addiction for the rest of their life. I have concerns about THC as well, but nicotine is absolutely a gateway drug.
Meesom said the chemicals in the nicotine and THC vaping products can cause cancer.
Vaping in both cases has chemicals in there that we're not sure about the safety reasons. I see people all the time that vape nicotine thinking that it's going to help them quit smoking. And the data is pretty clear that people that vape nicotine actually end up smoking cigarettes as well, so that doesn't really help them quit. But we have to be honest, there's actually less chemicals in there than there is in a normal cigarette. It's not the nicotine that causes cancer, it's the other chemicals in the cigarette that causes cancer.
Meesom said the marketing efforts by vape companies, which are also tobacco interests, have made the practice appealing to young people.
Yeah, it's increased recently, and I think part of it has to do with marketing from the industry. I mean, they have great flavors that appeal to younger people, like bubblegum flavor, green apple flavor, you know, candy-like flavors.
Meesom said kids experimenting with substances seems to be more a rule than the exception. THC is available in so many forms, and he said it has addictive potential too.
THC is addictive. The potency is greatly increased. And, like I mentioned before, with the flavors with nicotine vaping, you know, nowadays you can buy cookies and gummies, and, you know, it's a way to appeal to young kids. It does have that addictive potential. It's very hard to overdose on marijuana. It's very hard to have super high concentrations of marijuana when smoking a marijuana cigarette, but that is probably an increased risk with vaping and getting things with really high concentration.
The Centers for Disease Control states that every day more than 3,800 youth younger than 18 years smoke their first cigarette. Campaigns to warn people about the dangerous health effects of smoking cigarettes have pervaded American culture for several decades, but Meesom said he doesn't see those same efforts underway for vaping.
I have not seen those on any of the products that have been shown to me. I don't think we have those warnings. And to be honest with you, I don't know how much difference those warnings do once somebody becomes addicted.
Meesom has seen kids vaping and hiding the device in their sleeves. He concedes that using a vape for nicotine is still better than smoking cigarettes, but said the data shows people who vape nicotine also smoke cigarettes. He said nicotine is so highly addictive that it's important for parents to talk often to their kids about the health issues and risks of vaping chemicals into their bodies. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.